Yo,
what's up? What's poppin'?
We are back in the building. With another great episode of Shift Real Talk. Listen, y'all, if you were down with the Shift Real Talk posse, that's my New York lingo. If you were down with the Shift Real Talk posse, we are on all major platforms. So we are riding with you in the car. We are looking. We are on your TV screens. Right. We just need one thing from you guys, and that's to subscribe so that we can continue to bring you these great conversations that we are indulging in, y'all. We are having some good conversations. Right. So if you like the conversation and you like the content, man, support us by subscribing, man. We're just trying to reach a goal of 1,000 subscribers, man.
On YouTube, man.
Help us out, y'all. Subscribe, man. Tell people about it. Tell your friend. Tell your sister. Tell your cousin. Tell your partner. Tell Larry and them. Tell Kiki and them.
Keisha and them.
You know what I'm saying? Tell all of them and them. And you know how many bodies? Everybody.
Everybody.
Tell everybody about it, y'all. You know, just a couple of shout outs. Mind provoking. Congratulations on your purchase today. I am so proud of you, niece.
Congratulations, baby.
She bought her first house today.
All right.
I am so excited and elated for your journey. That is so dope, man. Yeah. Who else is on? Kimmy Jenkins
Kimmy
here.
Kimmy on the line.
Kimmy. Aunt hey, Liza's watching.
Aunt Liza, we love you guys. We love you so much.
We love you guys, man. So listen, y'all. We love you guys, and we thank you for tuning in with us today. We are talking about abuse. This is something that has been a problem in our community for a minute now. And sometimes we don't even realize, you know, that we have kind of dealt with abuse even when we were little.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Some things happen even while we're a child. And I believe even being sheltered, you know what I'm saying, not being able to enjoy being a child. Because I think that's one thing children should enjoy, their childhood.
Yeah.
But when that is robbed of you, when you are, everything is controlled, everything, you know, to the point where you don't even go to school, you get homeschooled and everything is... to the point, pinpoint. You do this for 5 minutes. You do this for 5 minutes. You do that for 5 minutes. And then you're not allowed to, you know.
You think homeschool is abuse?
No, I think taking you away from dealing with, in the environment of dealing with other kids. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying homeschooling is abuse. But when you have been structured to a level of control to even when you now are
okay,
in
the
homeschool.
Okay, so when the motive behind
yeah,
it is
when
to
the
control.
Yeah, it's to control okay, everything you, for you. I don't want you to be around other kids. I want you to, you know what I'm saying, I want you to do this and you need to have to do this and do this and do it this way and you got 5 minutes to do this and you got 3 minutes to do this and you got 2 seconds to do that and you better do it right and I'm going to come back and check if you don't do it right and you got to, I grace you another 10 minutes, seconds, you know, that... To me, that ain't no clinical nothing like that. But to me, that's just a form of control, which comes out as an abuse because you're not really getting the care and the love. You know what I'm saying, that you
yeah,
so desire.
Yeah, because to be honest, when you're a kid, you're supposed to be free to explore.
Yes,
you're supposed to be free underneath the parent supervision, and that's what makes a child healthy because they know that they can explore things and they can be in the safety of, you know, their parents teaching and guidance. So, I feel you.
Yeah. So that's just something. But let's talk about this abuse thing, man. First of all, we really got to understand what abuse is. What is abuse?
What is it?
Abuse to me now, this is, like I said, I'm not bringing out clinical stuff yet, but to me, abuse is opposing your will or enforcing it on somebody against their own consent, or it's the use or the improper use of something consistently.
Yeah, because abnormal use, it's an abnormal use of who you are, what your mentality is,
yes,
physically, emotionally, spiritually, all of that.
Yes. And then there are different types of abuse. Mm-hmm. There is physical abuse.
Right.
There's verbal abuse. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's sexual abuse. And these are all the things that, you know, you bring on to others, you know what I'm saying? The treatment toward others. And then the abuse that you cause on yourself is like alcohol abuse, substance abuse, drug abuse, mental abuse, you know, too much of anything that you're intaking in your body is an abuse. I think obesity is an abuse. You know, too much food. Okay, that was just me. too much McDonald's and too much, you know,
gluttony.
Gluttony.
Is an abuse of your stomach space.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be real. Gluttony is abusing your stomach space, the capacity of how much your stomach can take.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So when you say, it's a force.
Yeah.
Like, so now you're forcing, it's a force that you're making other people have to succumb to what makes you feel more happy, what makes you get what you feel like you need.
Well, that's the whole point. You're forcing your will onto somebody else, right, against their consent. You're forcing it. So you got to do what I want you to do.
Right.
Why I want you to do it, because I need what this is what I
and
need.
And if you don't do it the way I want you to do it, then I'm going to make you feel like that something's wrong with you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now abuse. Yes.
Abnormal use.
Abnormal,
I like that.
Use.
Abnormal use. Abuse.
Yeah, don't abuse my mental. Don't abnormally use it to your benefit, because now I'm mistrusting myself. Now I'm second guessing all of my decisions and the way I'm feeling and the way I'm thinking, because you have abused my mentality so that you could feel good about what you're doing, even at the expense of telling me everything I'm doing is wrong. You're nitpicking and all of that.
Yes. Real quick. Pause here for the cause. Mind provoking. We love you. We should have had you on to this. We should have called you. Abuse is emotional dysfunction and mental impairment with related trauma that is played over and over, hindering reflection of self.
Hindering the reflection of yourself.
Yes.
You said some very key words in here. Abuse. Okay, emotional dysfunction. But you said it's played over and over, and it hinders how you see yourself, your reflection of how you see yourself.
Yes.
That's.
Whew. Yes. Yes. Chime in with us, mind provoking, because I should have had you on here today.
This is definitely like if you feel some of this when as you're listening to this podcast. If you're dealing with situations of abuse, if you have it in your family, just chime in, put it in the chat. Let us talk to you about it. You know, maybe you can help somebody, and maybe we can help somebody in this regard. So,
and remember, like this, abuse can cause harm to someone else, or it can cause harm to yourself because of the improper use, or because of the too much of the overplay. It can really cause
it's
harm.
It's that cycle.
Yeah, that cycle. It can cause harm. So we have.
You said to yourself?
Yeah.
You're talking about to the abuser?
Yeah, because you can, like, when we say, like when you abusing drugs or you abusing stuff, like, if you do, you can harm yourself.
That is abuse.
Yeah, that's abuse.
Yeah. Substance abuse. Gotcha.
Substance
gotcha.
Abuse.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So here there are like three stages of abuse.
All right.
There are three stages. The first stage is the irritation stage.
Wow.
The irritation. The person is getting irritated. We were watching, I wish we had the clip that we can put on there. We were watching What's Love Got
To Do With
It. Yeah. You trying to help Ike?
Right.
You trying to help Ike? She said, after making all his money, because they were making money.
They was making bread.
They was making bread.
Right.
So, you know, Ike, I guess he, you know, whatever he was doing, he was inside the house. So Tina came in because they was in the backyard in the pool area.
Having a good time in the pool.
And she was, Ike, you know, she was all excited.
She was excited, right.
Hey, Ike, come on out here with us. You know, and he was like, Annie Mae, I got to work, Annie Mae. And she was like, but we work all the time. What you mean work all the time? You know, so now he getting irritated with her because, to be honest with you, he was irritated because she was actually touching something that he was truly hiding. Because she was like, Ike, well, why do you still need to work when the record company is paying you a lot of money?
Right.
And I know you getting paid because I ain't really getting none of it, and and I ain't spending none of it. And he was like, "What you mean? I got to pay the band. I got the. I done bought that fish tank. I done bought that tank. I done bought this studio. I'm trying to build a studio."
So you could see the first phase of it. His irritation started to rise.
He getting irritated now because and I really feel like it's because he was hiding.
That's the part.
Yeah.
He was being irresponsible with the money.
Very irresponsible.
Now the record company's coming after him, and so he's irritated because now she coming in asking just regular everyday having conversation, and is touching on the fact that he know he was irresponsible. And remember, I asked you, when a man is irresponsible, how does it make him feel?
It make him feel less than a man.
Yeah, he don't feel like a man.
He don't feel like a man when he. But the thing is, a lot of times, we cause this on our own self because of bad decisions. I was in the conversation today, and the conversation led to as far as like being mature. You know, like how do you measure somebody's growth? You know, and the growth was, they were saying it's measured on their level of maturity.
Uh-huh.
But I was saying like the level of maturity is measured on the level of teaching.
Come on, teaching.
The teaching. So if you're not being taught how to be responsible, and these are things that we miss, and so because you don't even realize even the things that we don't teach, you know what I'm saying? But there's a need for the teaching. Then these kids who have been either abused when they were little, or if they watched abuse when they were little,
right?
Because you know, I happen to be one of the child that seen abuse, and I've seen it.
Yeah.
I've seen it in my home.
What was that like?
It was frightening because I couldn't. I felt like I was helpless. Like right. I couldn't help.
Right.
Because I was young. You know what I'm saying? And only thing I could do was just wear off and go into my room and just sit there until it was over. You know what I'm saying? And then when it was over, you know the whole attitude in the household, which was just jolly, it now went to a whole nother level of
a dark cloud.
Dark cloud. And he's like, okay, I always never wanted to be home because I didn't want to, but then I didn't want to leave because I didn't want to leave
your mom.
My mom there. And you know, because I would think that because the kids were there, it wouldn't be going so far.
Oh, so you felt like being there kept it from escalating.
From getting to
That's a lot of pressure for
That's
a kid.
Lot of pressure, man. It's a lot of pressure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And mind provoking, I'm going to read one of her comments about this first stage of irritation. She said it's like projecting deficits while masking the truth.
Yes.
And that's what he was doing. He was masking the truth.
Yes.
And it even got so far. What is there anything else about the irritation?
That's right now.
Because he got to the point where even when she was just having like, Ike, I mean, the record company give us stacks of money, you know, and then now he going into fussing at her about you want this house to look like this and I have to pay for this, and he went off. But then after that, he said, and I'm trying to build this studio. She simply said, and she was not elevated in her conversation. She simply said, "Well, Ike, you the one want the studio." He said, "And I would have it too if you had seen the songs right." And I was
"Yeah, I would have the studio if you seen the song right." And see, that's what's going on in the head, like Mind Provoking said. You know what you're doing is you're focusing in your mind. What you're telling yourself in your mind, what is actually what you believe is wrong,
right?
What you believe is not right in your level of thinking.
So yeah.
So now you're being irritated, and that irritation is building.
It's building.
The frustration is
escalating.
So as it's building, now you're not even thinking. You're not even thinking rationally. Now you're going to a level of a behavior to like she said, mask the truth. And so you gotta carry on. You gotta carry it out now.
And now he's deflecting. So now he's making
and you're gaslighting at the time. Yeah,
right. It's her fault.
It's your fault.
It's your fault. The reason why I don't have. So now it went from I got to work because the record company is on me to having the money to now I would have what I want if you wasn't doing it wrong, knowing the full well that she's the one that was carrying him at that time.
Yes. Hey, Mama Pearly, love you so much, Mama Pearly, Mama P. Love you so much. So now, after you are going through this stage, this irritation stage, right? It's escalating, and right. Then you get to stage number two, which is the explode.
Explosion.
The explosion.
Wow.
Like,
this is when what?
The pipe burst.
This is when the action.
Yeah, this is when the action.
Acts on his frustration.
And the explosion comes with a hit, a smack, a punch, a choke.
Yeah.
Any
kind of physical.
And you may even pick up some things like a weapon. You may use things as a weapon. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's dangerous. You know what I'm saying? To get to that point where you're exploding.
Right.
And it comes to the point where now you're using things as a weapon. You know what I'm saying? And that's,
to get out your frustration.
Yeah, to get out the irritation.
Irritation.
Yes. To deal with irritation that you've caused because the deflection of all of this is to really masking the truth.
Yeah.
This is why it's so important to be able to deal with the truth. And people who can't
deal with the truth.
People who really don't want to face the truth, the ugly truth. Sometimes the truth is ugly. Sometimes the truth is it doesn't look like a bed of roses all the time. The truth is that's why they call it the ugly truth.
Yeah.
So a lot of time that the truth is not pretty. And what we try to do is we try to avoid the ugly and make it look good.
Right.
And then when it doesn't look, when it goes against looking good, then now what we're doing is we're placing blame on somebody who doesn't want to look at the good part of the truth because they're going to deal with the ugly, which you don't want to deal with.
So you said the ugly.
You've been thinking about starting a podcast, but don't know where to begin. Are you ready for your voice to be heard? Let Sacred Stone Studios help bring that to life. With our professional podcast equipment and production support, we'll be with you at every stage to ensure your podcast is produced to the highest standards. From developing your concept, recording, to delivering your content to your audience on most major platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcast, and more, we make your podcast life easy. Call us today at 832-962-8169 or visit us at www.sacredstonemedia.com.
Truth don't always look like a bed of roses.
No.
But it probably smell like it because roses really smell like boo-boo.
Roses really. What's up, my baby girl, Kia? I love you so much, baby.
That was funny to me.
Yes.
I cracked
myself. The roses really, that's right,
it
do.
Yeah, it might not look like a bed of roses, but it probably smell like it.
Yeah, she said, I wish you can call in mine.
This is Mind Provoking's comment.
Yeah. She said, Ike was running away from loss. Seeming he did not have much, and he knew what it felt like to be at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He became hyper-fixated on success, money, and fame. Hyper-fixated. Wow. Yeah. Then with drugs and alcohol, substance abuse, he began spiraling when he was out of control and not in control while showing verbal, mental, and physical. You know what? Abuse. You know what? That's true. Because right here at the end, when you said he began spiraling when he was out of control, because that was something out of his control. Because now the record company was on his tail. They was like, look, you owe us this money. So now that's a moment of him no longer having control because the record company's controlling that moment. And so that's when he started spiraling. You're right about that.
Yes. And to witness that, man, to be a part of that,
mm-hmm.
it is not only the one who's being abused, but it got to be paying for the one who's doing the abusing. And to be honest with you, there is a level of masking that has to be hard to deal with. To cover up truly what's the underlining issue, and if we can deal as people who are experiencing the abuse or who are abusing, if we can really not put what's really if we can deal with what the underlining issue is and not cover it with this anger and cover it with the masking and covering it with these characteristics. You know, you got to be tough. And all you're doing is covering what's really the insecurity that you're really dealing with. That you're covering with the not feeling good, the low self-esteem. Yes. This is what you're covering. So because you're covering these real issues, you're bringing all of this on top of it, and you're coming to the point where you're exploding because you don't want to deal with what's truly inside of your heart.
Right, and I remember, like you just said, that you felt helpless when you would see that abuse happening to your mother. And it's like, imagine that. Like, now as you older, what mentality did you come up with for I ain't gonna never let nobody, you know, and what comes after that? Then you grow older, not you in particular, but a person can grow older, and now either they become the abuser or they are abused again. They continue that norm. Yes. So we have to remember, and this is not to say people who abuse people get a pass.
Yes.
It just simply say, man, you have to think about what abuse did they endure in order to see that this is okay.
Yes. And then the last phase, the third step of abuse is the remorse stage. Remorse.
Wait. Because I remember one thing that we learned about the second stage is the abuse doesn't end until what?
Until the actions are over. Batter is over.
So he or she, whoever the abuser is, they continue until they get out all of the rage. And then once it's over, then you will start seeing them go through that third stage, which is the stage of remorse.
Remorse. Now, the remorse stage happens to be, especially from the abuser, the best part of the abuse, because this is when they are best self. This is when they are their best self.
Wow.
Because they bring out the best in the apology. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They bring out the best in the apology. Oh, I've changed. I am so sorry. I won't do this again. Oh Lord. Oh God. I feel so bad.
You feel like what you can see I do?
Let's go shopping. Let's go shopping. Yeah. Let's do this. Oh my God. Oh Lord. I need help. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Right,
like, oh God. And Jesus, Lord, have mercy. God, I need God in the real way. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know, my mama wasn't there.
Yeah.
My daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair to see my underwear.
And you know what? Also, it comes down to when people say, and while they're in there, what the person who's being abused, they'll see that as a point of vulnerability for them. So now they'll say, oh, they're being so vulnerable. But then some abusers say, but baby, I'm so sorry, but if you had not just kept pushing me, I wouldn't have. Now, even in that vulnerable state, they're blaming.
Yes.
This just reminded me of Adam and Eve. When Adam, the first thing Adam did when God asked where was he blamed it on the woman. And a lot of times, this is, to me, just an extreme escalated example of blaming. If it wasn't for you, if you hadn't kept talking and just going and going and that's really not the truth, sir.
Mind-provoking. Man, I wish you could call in some kind of way. She said, remorse is guilty conscious, finally coming out of high elevations of anger and realizing the damage done.
The guilty conscience, right.
Sometimes they even blame the other for making them beat them. Exactly.
Wow, I just said that. So we're on the same page. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, they put place blame.
Right, yeah.
But the thing, you know what? That's, okay, that bothers me, but you know what truly bothers me?
What's that?
How the abusee of the abuse, they stay. And they stay. They stay because a lot of times a fear. They fear that, okay, if I'm not with this person, because sometimes 9 times out of 10, now mind you, I gotta tell on myself, I was in an abusive relationship, but I was the opposite. I was Tina and she was Ike. I'm laughing about it now. It happens. But I was Tina, and she was like,
"See we make a joke sometimes."
Yeah, I'm joking about it because I can't. But when I was Tina,
actually being abused.
I was Tina. I was Tina. Uh huh. Stop, Ike. Stop.
So you was talking about staying.
Yeah, but we stayed because. Yeah, I stayed. I did stay because I felt she could change. I thought it was something. I felt she could change. And the crazy part was because we were both in the church. Yeah. We were in the church. So I felt like, okay, no matter what, this is an issue. So because we're in the church and we're going to church every Sunday, that God will come in some kind of way
and intervene.
Wow. But God is not going to come against an intervention when you don't want an intervention.
Right.
He's not going to come against your will.
Do you think it had anything to do with how you was raised up, seeing the abuse?
I don't think it had nothing to do. You know what? Coming to think of it, yeah, that could have played a part in it. It really could have. It could have played a part in what I've seen and how I had to stay. And how how I felt obligated to stay because of me being there was like a level of protection.
Protection.
So I felt okay, I'm going to protect, even though I was Tina, she couldn't hurt me. I mean, I was stronger than her.
Right.
But the point was, it was like, okay, now, I mean, you know, you back a cat up in the corner so many times, that cat going to come out scratching.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But when the fact that I had to come out to be that cat that was so tired of backing in the corner like this, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what? You know, you consistently taking this too far, so I'm going to have to show you.
So did you feel helpless
I felt like, okay, now I got to protect myself.
Right.
And the way that I got to protect myself is to defend myself.
Oh, wow.
Because if you coming at me to attack, I got to defend myself.
So at some point you just decided. Yeah.
So at some point, after a while, I had to defend myself I felt bad.
Did you did you see those stages, the stages of abuse? Did you see those play?
No, I just saw explode.
From 0 to 100.
It was explode. Went straight to explode. It wasn't even
I wonder if it's different with women and men.
Because women hold it in more. Men express the frustration.
So
women hold the frustration in. They build it up in their mind, wow. And then after so much in their mind, then it comes out like that.
So you very rarely would probably see those. Yeah,
you would rarely see that from a woman.
Those stages
exactly.
Going on inside of them only, yes. And then you see the last stage. The remorse, but you'll see that second stage pop out first before
pop
anything.
Pop out straight, boom.
Pop out.
Yeah, straight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, and it would be something like me chewing gum, and it was like, pow, why you chewing gum like that? Like, gosh.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You couldn't even chew gum right.
Yeah. Jeez. Couldn't even chew gum right.
That's got to be tough, man. Oh, my goodness.
So let's go back for a second.
I never experienced it.
Let's go back for a second.
We're going to
read some comments. Okay. Eliza.
Hey, Aunt Liza.
Okay, mine again said they stayed because they want to prove to their abuser that they are not going to leave them no matter what they do.
No matter what.
Yes.
Because that's the mentality they put into their mind. You're going to leave me like everybody else.
Trying to fill the void of others' mistakes in the past. Mm. A past in which they never resided.
They never resided
Come
in that
on,
past.
That's right.
But they trying to fulfill the past.
They trying to fulfill, exactly. Because
somebody else left you. Now I'm going to show you that I'm going to stick with you. I'm going to be 10 toes down for you.
That we watched a movie like that called 10 Toes Down, y'all. Y'all check that out on Tubi. It was a good movie. But it had everything to do with that. But not him abusing, but he was a manipulator. And
manipulation is a form of abuse,
too. Yeah, same thing. Yeah.
It's actually, manipulation is one of, to me, right up there at the top with being physically. Physically, you can see the scars. But manipulation mess with your mind.
Yeah.
And if your mind is gone, your whole, you gone.
Yes,
period.
Exactly. Eliza said, Ike wanted power and envy was already there, and that's why he became abusive. Yes.
Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tanisha, my cousin, I can't believe Pastor, my cousin, Pastor Mason, is on the line with us.
Hey, Tasha.
Gaslighting. That's right. That's right.
So,
sometimes stay trying to keep their family together. That's right.
Right, because and also, it okay. probably go back to what you were saying, how when you felt like you had to protect your mom.
I had to protect, so there was a level of protection.
Sometimes people stay as a thing of trying to protect their family and trying to protect the image of everything is okay. I've seen that happen too, where you're trying to protect the fact that everything is okay in the marriage. Everything is okay in the relationship.
Yeah, and like Mind Provoking was saying, here's another reason why people stay, because some people get solace or they get joy into helping people in need.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They feel like they're not worthy in the relationship if they're not helping who are in despair.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, so when I hate to see this when a man comes, especially as a man should not want help from a woman. He should be the man that takes care of the woman, not needing help. But some women get soulless into looking at, we went out. I don't know what happened.
No, we didn't, babe.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who get help into, you know, they get soulless into helping a man get, you know, man, I lost my job.
I gotta help him.
I gotta help him.
Yeah, he needs me.
He needs me right now.
And some men say things like, if you leave me, then I'm gonna kill myself. Or, I mean, and it's like you get nitpicked about and everything you do is so wrong while I'm here. But yet you're telling me that if I leave you, then you're gonna do something harmful to yourself.
Yes, yes.
So all of this is that manipulation we was talking. That's mental abuse that we was talking about.
Absolutely. And then what happens is another thing why people stay is because seclusion. You know, like when I had to sit in the room, I sat in the room secluded.
Yeah.
And we would go to church. And not want anybody to know what was going on. So we had to play the role like everything was fine.
Wow.
So that's another reason why you stay, because you don't want people to know that you're going through problems.
Right.
Instead of understanding that this is a problem and we got to seek help.
But how do you cry out for help as a kid, though?
Even as a kid. But that kid grows up.
Right.
That kid don't stay a kid. That scared trauma kid that seen abuse grows up. They grow up. Yeah. So one day they become an adult.
Right.
So that same kid is that same kid as an adult that never dealt with it or had the help that they needed. So when they get in relationships, this thing follows them when they get older.
And it's all according to what the parent tells them about the abuse, how they deal with it when they get older. Because the father could be saying, man, this is just what you got to do to take control in your family.
Yeah.
And so he'll grow up abusing women, thinking that this is how you have to take control.
Absolutely.
In your family. So yeah, it's a lot that goes into that abuse. It's not just always physical. It's going to be physical and mental as well.
Yes. Mine, let me read a quick comment because I like what
Mind
she said.
Provoking, yeah. Okay.
She said, those said individuals always put themselves last due to their own internal deficits.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have two trauma, a.k.a. trauma bonds. That's right. I can't leave you because you have the same style story.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And you know what? I even know of a situation where the trauma bond causes you to stay with that person, because if you with a person who hasn't been through much, you feel less worthy. But if he have a story and I have a story, if he taking meds for his mental issue and I'm taking meds, now we can't say nothing bad about each other, because now we understand each other until those two situations begin to turn on each other. Mm. And now it's a problem.
Got you. Man, just thinking about it, man, you know, when you see this behavior, when you see the mm-hmm. irritations, and sometimes the irritations be like I said, when we use the Ike and Tina story as a model, when you see these irritations, it's something that has to tell us, okay, there is an issue.
Yeah.
There is an issue that's deeper than this surface thing.
Right.
So at that point now, it's truly imperative that we seek help.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to grow up, or not even grow up, you don't want to stay in the situation and not help the situation, because just being there does not help the situation.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Your presence does not help the situation.
Right.
Your presence can actually cause a life-threatening
end.
A life-threatening end.
Yeah.
Staying in the situation. And because if you again, what we said in our last episode about, I forgot what we were talking about, but we were saying
normalizing
dysfunction. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
When you normalize the dysfunction,
yeah,
when you make it normal for this abuse to go on,
right,
then, and not check the behavior, mm-hmm, you meet the need but dismiss the behavior. You got to do that. And how you dismiss the behavior, you get help.
Right.
You get some help.
Right.
You get a support staff. Get, you know what I'm saying? Talk to a pastor. Talk to a counselor. Yeah. Talk to somebody.
So, yeah.
First of all, individually, because you cannot feel good about yourself allowing this behavior to last inside of relationships that you're in.
Right.
There is a low self-esteem. There is a low self-worth about yourself.
Powerless feeling.
A powerless feeling. Yeah. A low self-esteem. So you got to go and get your worth. You got to know who you are.
You better say it. And you know what? That's good, because you said sometimes it comes to a detrimental end.
Yes.
When people stay. You said staying don't help. However, that's perfect. How do you get out of? A lot of times people want to do it, but the cycle has them so messed up. They want to believe the guy's going to change or the female's going to change. But how do you get out of? That's it. You have to go and find your worth in people around you that can help you decipher that situation,
yes,
differently than what's in your head. Somebody who's not manipulated like you are.
Yes.
Wow.
Find who you are.
Find
so
who
that
you are.
You can now learn your boundaries.
Know it.
You can create and stop putting it. Don't you cross this line.
Right.
Don't you do it.
Because if he crosses or she crosses this line, they're stepping back into abnormal use. That's abuse.
Because when they cross that line, what they're doing is, you're not even worth the fact that I got to respect the boundary that should be put there. So you are now removing the walls of respect.
Uh-huh.
Moving the, because when you don't respect.
The walls of love.
Uh-huh. Because if you can't respect me, you can't love me.
If you can't respect the fact that I've set a boundary for my life for me to be better, that means you don't, your desire, your motive is not for me to be better. It's only for you to get better.
Yes.
So
yes.
Now people are helping me understand that I do deserve respect, that I am worthwhile, that I am worthy. And then I go home and you stepping over the boundary lines, which shows me that you feel like I'm not worthy. Now I have an option. Do I
exactly.
believe you, or do I believe what I know about myself to be true?
And two, you gotta be with somebody. And now here's the thing. Now this is for marriages.
Uh-huh.
Even in abuse, I still believe that God could change the situation if we do the proper work that we need to do.
Right.
But if you're not married to this person, deuces. Goodbye.
Yeah.
There is no commitment. There is no covenant with God. Go.
There is a process you're going to have to go through. But get out of there.
Run for your life. Run for your life. But the point that I'm saying here is that if somebody doesn't see your worth, if they got to control what you do, and because now if somebody have to control what you do and tell you what you need to be doing and say, if you don't do this, then I'm a such and such and I'm a do this. That means they don't see the value inside of you.
Right.
They don't see it, because guess what? You matter. Your opinions matter.
Yes. Come
your
on.
Mind matters.
Come on.
Your heart matters.
Yes.
What's inside of you, it
Absolutely.
Matters.
Come on.
And if you're not able to exemplify you, the God that's inside of you.
Glow up, honey. If you're not able to glow in that relationship. And then think about this. Observe who you are being abused by.
Yes.
Open your eyes and take a peek at his worth. Does he even feel worthy? Does he show that he is worthy? Look at how he's living, because you see it every day. And then try to figure out what you need to do for you. Because once you see this person might not even love themselves, they can't love you.
Yes.
The word of God says, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the closest neighbor you have is the person you in partnership or relationship with.
Yes, yes. mindset. Let me take a little moment. Okay. You finish your point.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. So misery, she said, misery loves company and will always try to bring you back to the place you vowed never to return.
Misery.
Girl.
Misery.
Drop the mic.
Drop it. Misery.
That was a mind moment right there. Exactly. That was a mind moment.
Wow.
That was a mind moment right
there. Al West said, the example speaks. Look at the example of the person you're in a relationship with.
Yes. You're right.
The example speaks.
You're right. One thing, this is what I had to learn even when I was dating. I had to learn that people will tell you and show you who they are.
They will.
The thing that we do is we don't believe them. Maya Angelou said it. She said it best. And I used to live on that. When a person shows you who they are, believe them.
Right.
Believe them. And most, especially when it came to the women that I was dating at the time, man, they would tell me, I don't play. Don't bring me no
They'll
foolishness.
Tell you straight
I don't
up
play.
Front.
I don't play. And I'd be like, because I wasn't looking at what they were telling me.
You was looking at something.
I had the wrong eyes looking.
Right.
So I was ignoring who they were telling me they were. Right. And when it got time to dealing in situations,
right.
I'm acting surprised. Like, where did this come from?
Right.
And it's like, she's been telling me the whole time. You just ignored it.
Come on. Because we want what we want.
We want what we want.
And even if, and you know what? A lot of times people stay in abusive relationships too because mama told you something about this guy wasn't right. And you fought her tooth and nail. You was in love. I love him, whatever the case. And now that he's abusive, you can't show mama that you was right.
Yes,
so you try to hide.
Yes.
And that causes you to distance yourself and disconnect from your family, your friends. All of a sudden, you in an island. You on an island all by yourself, hiding this abuse for someone who doesn't even see your worth.
Exactly. And then, too, y'all, this is so true, man. There should be a level of commitment to God. You know what I'm saying? This is why it's so important that we connect with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's so important. And when we understand who God is and who God is not. One thing I learned, and I'm learning this journey so much more, because what we do in churches, we preach that God is this. The only thing God is this way maker, or he's this healer,
provider.
Or he's this provider. So we and then what we need to do to get God to do this. So it's like God will do this if we do this.
Right.
So what we have is we created God to be this
one-dimensional genie in a lamp.
Not even just a one-dimensional, but a person who will do for you if you give him a financial blessing, or we. You know what I'm saying? That we pay this and God, and we sow this seed and God's going to do.
Right,
but we don't really understand that God is our father. He's our father.
Wow.
So that means as a father, he takes care of his children.
Yes.
So when we understand that he is our father, what does a father do? Take care of his children.
Protects us.
Yeah, he's a protector. He's more than just what I think he could be.
Yeah.
Because my thoughts, remember, understand this. Back in the day, God was so holy that our presence, we could not be in the presence of God because who we were not worthy to even be in the presence of God. We had to bring a sacrifice and slay a sacrifice just to get somebody to represent.
Just to get somebody.
Yeah.
Come on.
So the thing is, that's how powerful his presence
and
immaculate.
Was. Come on.
That's like even going toward the sun. The sun degrees would be over 240,000 kilowatts of heat.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't get close to the sun.
Right.
There's no way. I don't care what you do. You can't get close to the sun. And that was God's presence. So just understanding his power. So if you understand his power, then you understand the power that he has inside of us.
Come on.
So if we can exemplify the power that God has placed inside of us, then we would not allow certain things to come even in our presence.
Come on, you walking hand me down. Come on.
We won't allow things to come in our presence
as
the reflection of the power that God has placed inside
come
of us.
Come on. Light and darkness cannot even exist.
It can't even exist.
Because it come too close to you, it's going to burn.
It's
going to
burn up.
Burn. Come on.
It's going to burn up.
Yes.
So
if you come on now,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, man.
No. I'm excited. Go.
Yes. So you got to understand that. And the crazy part was, we were able to see.
Yeah.
We were able to see the slaughter when they slaughtered the sacrifices. We were able to, you know,
our ancestors.
We were able, not us, see, but the people who were going to the temple, they were able to see it. They were able to see the slaughter, which made them say, wow, this is what I have to do to get in the presence. Yes. So it's like, so in other words, what I'm saying is some people should be able to see in us that what makes us, what make them say, I can't even do that in their presence.
Right.
Because they should be able to see the reflection.
Come on.
They should be able to see the reflection in us.
Yes.
So if they're able to see it and look at it, then they would know, I can't do this in front of her.
Right.
I can't do this in front of them.
Yes.
I got to check my behavior at the door.
Right.
Because that what I have to go through just to be in their presence.
Just to be in their presence. So this will eliminate a lot of abuse if we knew the power that existed in us. But we got to believe in who God is first.
Yes.
We got to believe. The good news is Jesus came and became the slaughter so that we won't have to get, man, I don't know what I would do if I have to get a lamb or a pigeon or something and cut it. I couldn't do it.
Yes. Cause
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, because you're walking in a temple that was covered. It was a slaughterhouse. Yeah. A big, boom, blood all over the place.
All over.
All over. So you walking in with all this blood and like, okay, I have to do this.
Yes. Sin.
I have to do this because I'm not pure.
My goodness.
This is what I have to do.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Man,
come on, y'all.
Please.
Come on, y'all.
So when people walk in your presence, that's how worthy you are. You are filled with a treasure inside of you that God says that he put treasures in earthen vessels. And see, the thing is, what abuse does, abuse messes with how you see God and how you think. God says, but if you keep your mind stayed on me, he says, what I'm going to do for you is I'm going to guard your heart and your mind. Those are the two things that abuse come for. They come for your heart and they come for your mind. He says, I'll guard those two things for you. Just keep your mind stayed on me. All you have to do is believe that I got you. And I will.
Okay, real quick. We got a question on here.
Okay.
We got a question. Aunt Liza, she said, can criticizing be a form of abuse?
It is.
Let me give you the difference between constructive criticism and criticism. Criticism, especially when we have what we have our own will or what we have our own level of training or what we think should a certain person do certain things as. Like, so we see it a certain way and they don't do it the way we see it, then what we'll do is we criticize them. That was dumb. You shouldn't have did that.
Right.
That was so stupid. Like, why did you do that?
Why did you do it like that?
That don't make sense.
That's
abuse.
That is.
Now, again, that's still not realizing that these people have their own individual thinking and God deals with everybody
differently. Yeah.
So the same situation, because you were raised a certain way and you believe certain things and you say, hey, babe, listen, I believe that if you do it this way, it may work, but try it out and see how it works for you. You know what I'm saying? It may just work. You know what I'm saying? The spirit and the motive that I brung the criticism in, it is received, because anytime I bring criticism and it causes confusion, it is not criticism. It's not constructive.
Right. One is to help you.
Exactly.
Because it's going to make you feel like that he doing it or she doing it right, because your way is the right way and that's just the bottom line. And one is to help them.
Exactly.
Hey, if you do it this way, it may work out for you. Let's try.
It may work out. You know, let's try it this way. Hey, then if it don't work out, let's try it again. Let's do it again.
So you got criticism and you got correction.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Which one are you doing? One is abuse and one is going to cultivate and help grow.
Yeah. And then it's like I said, it's in the motive that you do it in.
Right.
Because if you're doing it to truly to cultivate the person. Because that's our job, is to cultivate, to bring, to nurture, to cultivate and to nurture. So if we're doing it with that motive, then it's constructive, and we gotta be
careful that constructive criticism don't turn into your truth. Yeah. I'm trying to help you. If it's not working, try something different. It's not you're not helping. If what you've been doing is not helping, you're not helping. That means you're trying to do it.
Yes.
And God may have a whole nother way to go about doing it. You just got to ask for the wisdom to know how.
Exactly.
Okay.
She says Stockholm syndrome is a real thing. Let's go back real quick. Okay. We got mind provoking. We're going. Hold on. If it's not okay, Kimmy. Thank you, Kimmy Jenkins. They got. She's a Jenkins, so they got to be cousin.
That's my cousin. Yeah.
They got to be cousin. All right, cuz. She said, agreed, if it's not constructive criticism, it's
then
abusive.
It's abuse, yeah.
Depends on the type of criticism, mind-provoking. She said, you have constructive criticism, which is placed to help. Negative criticism is personally narratives unrelated to the other person, yet deficits within the abuser. Same,
right,
yeah, we're saying the
thing,
same thing.
Right, same,
and I didn't even read your thing. Yeah, that's same. Cool. Yeah, we're on the same page with that. But yes, y'all, let's know who we are. First of all, let's know who we are in Christ.
Right.
Let's know who we are in Christ.
Find your worth.
Find your worth.
Yeah.
And if you are dealing with any kind of abuse, any kind, abuse toward yourself or the treatment that you give to other people, if you are dealing with abuse, I commend you and I admonish you to get the help needed to help you deal with the issues and the underlying issues that people don't get an opportunity to deal because they don't want people to see the ugly truth.
Right.
The roses that smell like boo-boo.
Right.
They don't want people to see that. So let's get that. But listen, y'all, do us a favor, y'all. We are now, if you are really enjoying these conversations, man, we truly need you to subscribe to the channel, our YouTube channel. We are now on all platforms. We can go with you to work.
Yes.
We can go with you on your ride back home.
To the gym.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, we are killer platforms we on, baby. Again, I forgot.
Okay, so with live, we're on Facebook Live. We're on YouTube. So that's Shift Real Talk TV and Instagram. Now, if you want to carry us with you everywhere you go, you can catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, and it's one more.
Google Play.
Come on.
Yeah.
So you can take us and listen, any platform, just Google Shift Real Talk and you'll find us.
Yes. This was, thank you, Mind Provoke. Man, we should have had you on with us. We got a lot going on. We should, but we'll work it out. We should have had you on with us for real. For real. But we love you guys.
We love
listen,
you.
Man. Thank you for another great episode. Next week, y'all, we're gonna talk about children next week, man. We got a dope topic next week, man. So we ain't gonna give it a full topic yet. We're gonna be talking about it throughout
about
the whole
children.
Week. We're gonna be talking about it through the whole week, man, and kind of getting your little opinions and just about, we're gonna break it down. So we're gonna be communicating with y'all through this week. But anyway, we got the roll. That's our time. I'm your boy.
One last thing. If you catch videos with pink hair, check those videos out. Because those videos are going to help boost us going into the next topic. We want your opinions. We want your feedback. Whatever it takes. Let's go.
And my wife got a character that she's going to be
bringing
out.
That's what I'm saying. Pink hair.
Oh, pink hair. I thought Miss Puddin' pink hair. Miss Puddin' pink hair.
No.
Pink hair don't care. Yeah. But I'm your boy, Pastor Jay.
And I'm your girl, Lady Free.
And this is our time, y'all. We love you guys. Peace.